الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا القرآن وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elder brothers and sisters in Islam, the thing that we are lacking today in this society of ours, and will be most important, and our success lies on that, and that is respect. Respect. In this world, everyone succeeded merely because of one thing, because of respect. A man can achieve everything, but if the God has respect, he is not ready. For example, in Masjid, you have to respect this Masjid. If you don't respect this Masjid, would you respect Madinah Sharif Masjid? So more importantly, you should respect this small Masjid to respect the big Masjid. For example, we come to the Masjid. We are supposed to know this Masjid that we came to meet Allah. This is what we are lacking today. That when you come to the Masjid, you come with the intention of meeting Allah. Every step that you're taking, you get the sawab of the Hajj Umrah. So automatically, when a person comes to the Masjid with that intention, how will you enter the Masjid? Make noise. Will not look at anyone. The fear is there that I'm getting me who? Masjid. So your fear is that you will meet Allah Ta'ala. Your fear is that if I come to the Masjid, if I go to anyone else, Allah will turn away from me. Let me give you some good news. My husband gave us this. When a person wants to enter the Masjid, the body starts, Ya Allah, this person cannot enter. Allah Ta'ala says, why? Allah has full knowledge. Oh Allah, outwardly his path, inwardly his nafa. You got so much of marriage for people. You got so much of jealousy for people. You got so much of hate and pride for people. So his outside is very clear, but inside is not. Allah Ta'ala in his most mercy says, Naman lift up that Naman. Lift up that Naman. I'm telling you what Mahathir told us, because I'm here to just say what Mahathir said. I'm just going on the Naqqari. So when you enter the Masjid, that Allah lifts up that the Fatiha has taken all the impurity out of you. Now you are pure now. When you enter the Masjid, remain pure. And fear this much that I am not talking much. So that my attention with him and his attention with you. So mujhe dekh raha hai, main tujhe dekh raha hoon. But if you sit in the namaz and turn me away, then Allah will you turn away, then I also turn away. But if you are there in namaz in the way, I am telling you that you are not one who is bad to live. The way you must be reading namaz, then you don't know who is right and left. And when you read the namaz and then you go out, so Farishta says, Ya Allah, if you took that thing out, what could do with that? When you took it out, one must put it back. When you took that thing out, Allah says, why must put it back? Rahman Rahim. Then you became so far and you went out now. Then why do you still make napa with your eyes? Why do you make napa with your tongue? Why do you still make napa with your ears?
The effect of Namaz in the Salah that Allah is Fahshai wal Munkar.
The purpose of the Salah, Allah Ta'ala protects you from all sinful acts. If you fulfill the Namaz, pray for God. All shameful acts, all indecent acts. Mahatma is saying, in the Salah, the Tanha is Tanha in Arabic, something, and Tanha in Urdu is something else. So, what does Tanha mean? Sufficient alone. Is sufficient to protect a person from all indecent acts.
If a person only knows how to read Namaz, he will be kept out of all kinds of indecent acts, all kinds of sins.
Without taking him, but know how to read Namaz. You only know how to read Namaz, respect the masjid. You respect the masjid, you also have to respect the Namaz. Respect the masjid.
Respect the Adhan. You do not respect the Adhan. A woman, just because she respects the Adhan, she does not really help Allah before the Adhan. We do not know which action lies above salvation. That action which you take in the low would be the good action that Allah is above. And the sin which you have taken as small, that sin can cause you to go to Jahannam. Allah Almighty Father. Respect the Adhan. And do you know something? After Adhan, what is the dua that you make? What dua is that? The dua is to make shafa'at, Nabi for Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dua, that he will be shafa'at to Ummah of Nabi Karim. And that dua is accepted. And that time, if you make dua, your dua is accepted. If that dua is accepted, and you make the dua, that time you are accepted. How unfortunate we are at that time if we were in thought.
How unfortunate at that time is still looking for those of the Namaz and the Adhan. I'm going to speak of something else, I'm not going to speak of something else. So this is what is wanted, Adhan. Adhan. Everything in life is Adhan. For the heart of the Quran, the three Adhan would always say, if you got the three Adhan, you got everything. But not only for Habib al-Quran, for everyone. The fourth Adhan in Madhab is that of his mother. You can become heartless, you can do everything, but who works hard for you? Who makes dua for you every day? That dua is today that we in this position today, though. You heard of his Ali Rafi Kulani? Very, very good. He was the son of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And who desired not to meet Nabi Karim? His desire was to meet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to become a Sahabi. But it was all in the Nabi Karim to look after him. One day he told his mother, Ma, I'm going to meet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he made dua for Allah. The mother gave permission, but he said one thing. The mother said, go to Medina for Nawfal. Meet him and come back. Do not go in there. He said, do not have it. It so happened that when he reached Medina, he said, Mudam, then he said, no, no, Mudam. Rasulullah said, no, 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 no. And he was told that he was not there, so he went to meet her, Aisha, to give her the message that I came to meet Rasul. She told him to wait. He said, my mother has told me to go back. But not me. My dear friend, I'm telling you, be obedient to your mother as long as she don't even tell you to do something in the name of Allah. That's why he did not wait and he went back home. After some time, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha told Nabi Karim, the certain person came here. Rasulullah said, describe me. Then he said that his voice, he said what a great person he is. Second time he made the arrangement, let him go and meet the speaker. He goes back to Madina to Nawa. He does not even reach Madina, just on the boundaries, he hears the message that Rasulullah passed away. His mother told him, remember, meet him and come back. He's not there. And he came back home.
For that, Rasulullah told Umar, hey Umar, there's a person my name who is.
When you see him, just give him a jubba.
And tell him, tell him to make dua to the Ummah of Allah. Ask him to make dua to Allah. Just imagine by taking care of his mother for Allah to be. For a husband, my mother cried at night to be more.
Today is your day to make sure that you keep her very happy.
That person who looks at his mother with muhabbat, look at the face of the muhabbat, and look at the mother with muhabbat, and they're kissing the Hajj Aswad.
So, what is it? Respect for mother.
Then come the respect of Ustad. Respect for Ustad means make sure that how you respect in front of you, respect behind you too. If someone speaks bad about Ustad, must run away from there. Do not cut part and pass from them.
Today it's happening.
That Ustad, in front of the Ustad, you kiss his hand. Behind the Ustad, you don't kiss. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi in the class, while in class one person walking outside, every time the person walking he passed in the window he stands up. The student asked him, what is this that you stand here for sitting down, standing up? He said, no, my Ustad is passing by. And who was that Ustad? A Bangi, you know Bangi? A non-Muslim passing by. The moment that he's passing by, stands up. He sits down. They ask, how he become your Ustad? He said, I did not know how. When the dog reaches the age of puberty, this person taught me that the dog will lift up his leg to urinate to reach the age of puberty. For that he became a Ustad. So much respect here for the non-Muslim, how much more respect here for the Ustad? From God. Just imagine what we have to respect for the Ustad here. I cannot speak, the whole night will go if you don't know, the subject will finish. The respect we have for the Ustad. You should not put your feet towards the Ustad, the house. If the Ustad doesn't take 10 streets away from here, but it's going towards the Ustad's house, my feet will not go through. So the respect for Ustad is very important. You know, one day, Imam Hanifa was a small man. No, I was a small man, a big man. Very big man. Among Aimas, there was no one greater than him. When he says something, he must know it's done. So how great he was. It so happened. When he says something, it's done. Imam Abu Hanifa. What I was going to say is to talk about my mind. Sometimes it happens. His mother told him, he came back to mind. Better I want you to go and call a certain army for this way, Mazda. No, who can come? He's telling him to ask another one. He's telling his mother, you know what? I'll give you the answer. The mother said, I asked you to go now that alim, man. Please. You go now that alim. Now you go now that alim. The alim said, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Now if you and I were there, we don't tell the man, what are you telling me there for? He knows nothing. He knows nothing. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah, that is what they call Kamal, that is what they call Insan, that is what they call a person who has so much of knowledge, doing nothing, knows nothing. He tells him, you tell me, he told him, I will tell you the answer. And then he gives back to him. He tells the answer to him, he gives back to him, and he goes over the mosque, he gave this answer. He never went and told him, I have to tell him on this. He starts. When you got the Kamal in you, then you have humility in you. When you have Kamal in you, you have humility in you. You don't have Kamal, you have pride in you. The second thing is that Ustaz. The third thing, this is one important, is Muhabbat al-Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My husband gave me this. I'm only telling you what my husband gave. I like to say what my husband told me, I love you. He gave me this incident of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah. Junaid Baghdadi was a wrestler, a wrestler, top wrestler, king wrestler. So one day, one thin person, you know, came and asked the king, I want to have a cup of wrestler. The king told him, man, you follow your feet from me. You go to tell me, so the age of time. You look at the king, you know what kind of thing. What kind of information he made for his wrestler? All kinds of the best. So the king asked Junaid, he wants to have it out of what you feel. Oh, have it out. The fight started. But before the fight started, he said something in the ears. He said something. And the fight started, and that person beat. He won the battle. The king said, no, not time. You will have it again. The second time, the same thing, lost the battle. At night, the king asked him, hey, Junaid, tell me, what is it? What happened? He said, what must I tell you? Did you see something? He told me something in my ears. I saw that. He told me I'm a sayyid. It crossed my heart. How can I be the winner over the Sayyid? His heart was in the people. The king said, Oh, Junaid, it is right. But it did not end there. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah said that night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come the dream. You took so much respect for my tribe family, I will give you this. And that was the road that opened for me. He left everything and he went to meet his mamu, his uncle, Sri Sapati Rahmatullahi. Sri Sapati. And stayed in his company and then he became the leader. My husband to say us, just imagine he respected the Sayyid. Allah gave so many stages. If you respect the Nabi Kareem Sunnah, what will this Allah give you? If you respect every Sunnah the Nabi Kareem from your life, every Sunnah, what will this Allah give you? The Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. And the Muhammad did not look down at any Sayyid. If you tell him the Sayyid, do not say, well, give me proof. You know today how we are?
No, they're saying that we need to.
One Alim, you look at him saying that you need proof.
You know, people call me Sayyid. What a time.
That Alim see that dream that Nabi Karim Sallam giving the horse, Mubarak giving people water to drink.
Why is he water to drink to everyone? Everyone coming.
So this Alim goes there.
Nabi Karim Sallam, who are you?
Yes, I'm your Ummah.
With a big group.
Sayyid is someone else, bhai. You love Madinah Sharif because of Rasulullah Sallallahu. You love Madinah Sharif because of the people of Madinah Sharif because of Rasulullah Sallallahu. You love the food of Madinah because of Madinah because of Rasulullah Sallallahu.
The khat, you see why you drink from there because why? The khat is in fact from Madinah Sharif Munawwara.
Munashid Mangoyi Rahmatullah Ali, when he should get beautiful clothing from Madinah, he should kiss it, he said the air of Madinah is coming to this.
The love of Nabi will be there
to bring into your life the true muhabbat Nabi Karim that you don't have to say in your life with them. Sri Shakati Rahmatullah Ali, the Shaykh of Junaid Baghdad Rahmatullah Ali, he missed, I think I'm not mistaken, for 70 years he did not miss one Takbir Ula. You know what Takbir Ula? Takbir Ula is some of the greatest things. For 70 years he did not miss one Takbir. And one day he missed Takbir Ula, he kept 2 years fast for that. Why are we missing Takbir Ula? And today every day we are missing Takbir Ula. Every day we sit there. My husband gave this hadith, I'd like to share it with you all. One of the Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came crying.
Sad, sad. Oh Abu Bakr, why is that? There are so many sheep, so many animals, so many slaves, I thought, oh, someone have lost.
Abu Bakr? I thought something else. What do you mean, Ya Rasulullah? I thought you missed the Birula.
I thought you missed Takbir Ula. Oh Abu Bakr, all the sheep and animals, whatever you lost, in nothing is going into one Takbir Ula. My dear friends, you can lose the world if you don't do that.
How much of respect are we doing that? So the one is the Muhammad of Nabi Karim, to bring in our life every sunnah. Just imagine if Baghdad Rahman just to respect on Sayyid Allah gave that status. He will respect the Sunnah of Nabi or Allah will be. Allah will be. And the last one, the most greatest respect, and that's the Subhanallah. Respect for Allah Ta'ala, you are the Buzruq, completely drunk. Completely drunk in walking, he saw a great friend of Allah. He picked it up. He cleaned it, he put the iddah and all. And he kept it under his, this is my Allah's name. And kept it under his pillow. Allah loved that him so much. Allah made him the greatest Buzruq of the time.
So just imagine if he respect Allah's Quran, Kalam, what would happen then?
He respected the paper. He got so much respect, he respected the Kalam of Allah, what Allah.
That is the most important point of trying to get that.
You are a Hafiz of Quran, we all are Master of the Quran. Respect of the Quran. Respect of the Quran.
That person who believes the Quran is speaking of Allah.
And the person who listens to Quran is listening to the words of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The Sahaba of Quran is listening to the words of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The birds who sit on their heads, the so much of respect they have.
And how much do we have respect for Quran?
You go to Kaabatullah, you do not want to put your stretch of feet toward the Kaabatullah, that you know what, how can I stretch my feet to the Kaaba? And if someone is right to hold the Kaaba without wudu, it is acceptable, it although not good. But the Quran, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. You don't tell without wudu. Now you think you without wudu is only wudu, like wudu. Harun also thinks that you must, your heart must be clean too. You must not have any kind of menace in you. You must not have any kind of hate in you. That is what the Quran must bring to you. That's why when you're reading the Quran, so you first thing you open the Quran is, Ya Allah, whatever you say, this is haqq. Second, you read the Quran, you read the Quran, Ya Allah, whatever you say, make a thinking, amal. Do you know something? When a person is Quran, Allah's special attention is on him. If you only know Allah's attention on you that time, Allah is looking at you and listening to you, you'll be surprised, you won't want to stop being Quran. Shah Wadidah Sahib Rahmatullah gave a reason that one person passed away in the jungle, and it so happened that he saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. A person passed away and performed the janazah. He was frightened now, where was the jungle, wild animals there, how on the book. Again he sees a dream, he sends a few Muslims to go and perform the janazah. When he goes there, he sees a lady sitting down there, she's a Muslim. Indicated, go there and make the janazah. When they perform the janazah, then they ask the lady, tell us what's the reason that Rasulullah has been a dream. To tell us that we must perform janazah, what's the reason for that? She said, I don't know, but there's one book that we got there. One book. But we do not know how to read. We do not know, but every day we open. And say, oh Allah, this is haqq. Whatever he said is haqq, oh Allah, is haqq. But we cannot read. So when you see the Quran, when you see the Quran, you know the Quran is going to open it. For 40 years, the tears have become, the Quran will start. Just imagine that they're respecting the Quran without reading the Quran. Allah gave you so much teachings. If a person respects the Quran, reads the Quran, what respect Allah gives? My husband to say, a heart of the Quran, he's walking with Jannah. Because the Quran is written in the Jannah, just open now. A Hafiz only knows who he is and what he is. Allahu Akbar. He'll forget his food, that will be his food. When he starts, I always advise now, he fast. When you wake up in the morning, do not take any breakfast before you have the Quran. Read your Quran, that is your breakfast, it's Alhamdulillah. You are very good, Mona Salata, Alhamdulillah. I should admire him that every morning he will not do anything before he starts doing his father's day. Until you don't have love for something, you can't do it. You have to have love for it. Kadam uthe uthane kare. Kadam uthe. This Lord, you coming, remember, you not coming, he brought you here. The Quran is opening, he's not opening, he's making you open the Quran. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum wa shkuruni wa la tadhkur. When you open the Quran, you did not open the Quran, he made you open the Quran. For that, how much you may shukar wa Allah, you allow me to read the Quran to talk to you. It must not be that the Kalamullah tomorrow will complete the Quran. Ya Allah, they deserted me. Quran is not only to read the Quran, Quran is to follow the Quran. Follow the Quran. Then that few people who will be allowed to go to Jannah, then Allah will allow them. If you yourself become a part and partner of you, become a practical Hafiz. A practical Hafiz. When you walk in the street with a dear Hafiz, anywhere you walk to, you must be different to others. Why? You must have the fear of the Quran in heart. Fear of the Quran, Allah gave me Quran, no one else. You must know so many people are crying, the children must become Hafiz, they cannot become Hafiz. I know people who take the children to Makkah, Medina, everywhere throughout the whole of the world to just to become Hafiz, they do not become Hafiz at all. But just that to know when Allah gave you, that chose you, the only way you can thank Him is to read the Quran. Read the Quran.
You do not know, there is no thing, no greater gift than the Quran, because that Quran would intercede for you in Jannah. When the Farishta will cause harm to you in the Qabr, it will intercede for you. He said, do not go near him. He has sacrificed. He has sacrificed, not go near him. The best ibadat is within the Quran. Then no one knows the ibadat which is greater than the Quran, especially within the Salah. With Salah. So become that kind of harvest. That within appreciates, become a practical. Follow the Quran. And then you see, inshallah, what Allah does. Few words, whatever I said means what Allah Ta'ala has to amal kare for fitness. Or you think became artist, Allah has to pakka artist. Jayyad artist. Respect the Quran. One child was coming to the masjid of madrasa and know that it began to rain. When it began to rain, the child said, you came from a very quiet house. That sat on himself, that I cannot let the Quran get wet, my back can get wet. And the child bent and walked towards the madrasa, and he woke up with the heart in the Quran. Allah can do anything. He wants to expect to happen. So the most important thing is kiss the Quran. Put it on the head. Keep it on the chest. And say, oh Allah, let me become a heart in the Quran. Let me follow the Quran, let me follow. And the Quran must be made my heart better be out there. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.